and that that really is the objective of this program, is to be able to come to people's homes and determine, you know, they determine through their testing, and we've seen lots of issues with the testing for this COVID-19, determine who is ill and potentially remove them from their homes. This is coming straight out of the mouth of World Health Organization official Michael J. Ryan. A lot of people would think that this could never happen in a country like the United States. Just a few months ago, many of those same people would probably say that there's no way that this entire country would be on lockdown for months on end. The states are not only going to be deploying health and government officials as part of their contact tracing programs, but also they're training and will be implementing and deploying the National Guard to assist in this contact tracing program. And this is many states around the U.S. And again, I don't think that the National Guard is the enemy. I think that there's a lot of good people who sign up who actually want to do good, but they may be used as a tool. And, you know, as we see, there's a lot of misinformation coming from the mainstream sources trying to hype up the fear amongst the people, which is being used against the people.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path of long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, we balance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
It's the big diversion, and I know that's what we called it last time, is that they're doing this for other purposes. And in the meantime, it doesn't matter who it hurts, it seems like. I'm having a little bit of a problem. I've over the last 5 years, I'm going to just kind of bare my soul here. The last 5 years, I've really been working hard to be a good person, like outside, you know, be nice to everyone and care for people. And, you know, the clerk or whoever I run into, just be kind to them. And I'm having a little bit hard time not being frustrated and kind of angry and a little bit short with people who are just sheeped around listening to the mainstream media with all this fear and not wanting to just lecture people that they're brainwashed. I'm really struggling right now. This has just happened over the last couple of weeks that I'm just wanting to shake people awake. What is it going to take? And I know that's not the proper way. You got to do it with kindness. But at some point, it feels like we're kind of up against the deadline here. Is there enough people awake for us to make a difference here? And what should we do? First of all, ask, is there enough of people awake, and what should we be doing?
Well, see, I think when we look back on history, for example, the Revolutionary War, they say, was fought by 3% of the population here that stood up against the most powerful army in the world at that time and won. So we don't necessarily need to have every single individual awake, but we absolutely need to have as many people awake as we can. You know, I'm not saying we're to the point yet to take up arms or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, they've been doing a very good job through methods like divide and conquer to keep us all separated. You know, whoa, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, whatever. You know, these are just one of the methods where they can isolate us, separate us, and keep us so busy fighting each other where we don't see where the real threat is coming from against all of us. So, you know, really, I think that it comes down to basically, on the individual level, making sure that we can take care of our families and ourselves, being as independent from this system as possible, not relying on them for everything. This is part of the incrementalization that we have been experiencing through indoctrination for generations. They have been pushing this plan slowly but surely over generations, and they've got us to the point to where they think that now they have us right where they want us and they can implement and roll out this plan, this agenda. And they've already let the cat out of the bag And it's going full steam ahead at this point. So, you know, yes, of course, we need to do our part to try to help and encourage and help other people become aware of what's taking place. You know, but at the same time, we can't save everybody. You'll die trying. So, you know, we have to really just try to, you know, focus on becoming independent from the system. Start growing your own food, you know, whatever the little things that you can do. You know, it takes time, but, you know, there's no time like right now to do this.
Well, and have courage and to become adults, right? I mean, understanding that being an adult is being independent and self-reliance, and you don't need to rely on some outside illusion, because it's an illusion anyways, right? So what do you think? I'm going to ask you another hard question. What do you think about this Q stuff? Because there is this growing group, that believe that the virus is really a metaphor for this evil cabal, and that, you know, it's the hidden enemy. And I'm sure you get messages like that, as like I do. What are your thoughts on it? Because I got to tell you, I really like the fact that that's saying that, but at the same standpoint, I really have a hard time with believing anything other than actions and what I actually see and hear and have facts for. Have you seen anything that can point to there being an actual mobilization to take down this evil cabal, and that the virus is really a metaphor for taking down this cabal?
My thoughts on Q, this is going to be probably unpopular with some people, but I think more and more people are starting to wake up to this. Personally, I think that the people who follow the Q movement generally are good people. They're patriots. They want to make a difference. That, you know, they can see to a certain, you know, great level, even the extent of the corruption that has overcome our system. But on the other hand, I think people are so desperate, in a sense, I don't know if that's the right word, but they want so much to trust and a leader, to know that there is something going on behind the scenes, something that they can identify with and attach to, while at the same time, maybe not doing a whole lot about it. You know, it's like, okay, someone else is going to take care of it. Just trust the plan. I'll just keep sitting here watching Netflix and everything's going to be okay. To hell with that. That we need to take, you know, our lives, responsibility for ourselves and our own actions, and not rely on someone else and something else behind the scenes, some shadowy figure thing. To be honest with you, and I've thought this from the beginning, and I caught a lot of flack for this over the years, but I think that the Q movement is a psyop. I really do. I think it is a psychological operation meant to distract and confuse and you know, to keep those people, again, separated and segregated over here. And then we're going to be, you know, not me and you, but I mean, just people in general will be so busy fighting about whether Q is real or not or anything. Meanwhile, we're all getting screwed by the system. But, you know.
And the trust, the plan keeps you sitting on your ass doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
And what we really need is people out there protesting, sheriffs standing up and saying, not in my county, right? Business owners saying, hey, call your congressman, call everyone you can. Workers who are working for a business who can't, you want to help your business stay around. You need to back your business owner. They're risking everything to keep your jobs. We all need to support that and say, hey, we got like Elon Musk. Whether you like him or hate him, the fact he said, I'm opening up this factory. If you're going to arrest me, I'm going to be on the line. Just like my workers, please arrest me first. But we need to get back to work. That is what people need to, that was a hero kind of move, as far as I'm concerned. Whether you don't like him or not, whether you think he's whatever, that's what we need to be doing.
Well, yeah, we don't have to sit around and wait. In my opinion, we don't have to sit around and wait for the government to give us back our freedoms. Okay, the government works for us. At the end of the day, we pay their salaries. Okay, people need to, again, people have been asking me, and I know many small business owners, what I've thought throughout this process. And I said, you know what, people need to, I think, take their lives, responsibility into their own hands and do what they feel is right. Okay, if you feel it's right and okay and safe to go ahead and open up your small business and or whatever, you know, or go back to work, I think people should do it. I don't think we should be scared sitting here worried about what kind of fines or imprisonment and jail time normal people are going to get for opening up their businesses and going back to work. Meanwhile, they're letting out actual criminals and rapists out of jail. I mean, again, this is part of that backwards new normal that we've been seeing, which just makes your mind want to explode, you know?
Well, I mean, we have people doing nails and eyelashes now in the black market, along with drug dealers and gun runners. You know, it's like, what the hell? It's it is very, very asinine that you know, you've seen the reports of the two women who from Texas who got arrested, and they did an undercover sting of these two women wanting to do lashes and nails out of their homes. And they actually didn't, don't they have better things to do than to mess around with people just trying to make an honest living? But that's where everything is backwards, where they're letting out real criminals and putting in people who are great. That's what it's all about, someone who's working hard. So are you going to take a vaccine if it ever rolls out?
Honestly, I don't feel I need to. I don't consider myself to be anti-vax by any means. That is a label that, of course, gets thrown on me every time I may question vaccines. In fact, I've had two videos taken down from my YouTube channel over the past week and a half, which had to do with vaccines, questioning them. I think that it's a right for people to decide and choose for themselves. Okay, my immune system is working just fine without it.
We've already established that we're pro-vaccine. Yeah. Right? We're pro-vaccine. If it does what it says it's going to do, I'm all for it. And so are you, and so is everybody else I've ever talked to.
I was speaking with a friend of mine yesterday, a good friend of mine. I've known him for 20 years. I love the guy. He's brilliant. But at the same time, we disagree on certain things. And we haven't talked for a while, and we were talking about this whole situation. And vaccines came up, and he goes, "Oh God, you're not anti-vaccine, are you?" And I said, "No." And I explained, you know, my position and everything. He's like, "Yeah, good." Cause he's like, "I would never want to live next door to an anti-vaxxer." And I said, "What? Why?" I said, "If you have your vaccine and they don't, then what are you worried about? You're safe, right? You have the vaccine."
And what'd he say?
He said his wife was giving him dirty looks. He had to get off the phone.
they don't have an answer for that. Cause it doesn't make sense. If you're safe taking the flipping vaccine, then why are you worrying about me if I question whether it's effective or not? You know, but all I want to do is have them, don't arrest people who question vaccines. Don't shut them up who question vaccines. Just answer their questions, because if it's safe and effective and all these things that you say, you know, we're critical thinkers. I would be for it. Like I said, if the vaccine is less risky than the actual disease is, then hell, that's a great deal. But if it's more risky than the actual, to me, it's just math. It's just logical thinking. Is it less risky than the virus or the illness? Or is it more risky than the illness? And then it's a no-brainer. Or is the side effects of the vaccine, you know, let's say you might have paralysis and it happens in 5% of the people, and the illness will kill you in 2%. Well, then it's still shitty on both ends and they get to make their own decision. You know, those kinds of things. But it's math and it's logical and it's just science. They say follow the science. Well, then let's follow the science. That's all I'm saying. Let's follow. There's nothing to hide from.
Right.
But they're not. We know that. We've established there's a bigger thing going on.
Yeah, we don't have that science yet. We don't know. This is a brand new experimental vaccine that's being rolled out right now. So we don't really have the numbers. Like that polio vaccine that was contaminated with SV40 I referenced earlier. It's not like the people who received the tainted shots were immediately, "Oh, I got cancer." No, this develops years later down the road, you know, and so it's, I mean, how do we know at this point in time? You know, I personally, like I said, my immune system is doing just fine, and so is my family's, and people should have the right to choose for themselves.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Now, you are one of the best journalists out there right now. You're a critical thinker. You're not afraid. Journalism, just like Northwestern, one of the top journalistic schools in the country, the president of the university came out and said, being a good journalist is about questioning and putting out there and not being afraid to isolate yourself. And that's what journalism ends up doing. He said that one of the top, and I loved his little speech on that. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what it is. And that's what you are. And of course, we all know we are being shut down for doing good journalism and getting the information out there and letting people critically think. Because of that, where can they get hold of your work and see more of what you do?
Thank you very much for the compliments, Sarah. I do appreciate it coming from you. I mean, it does mean a lot. Thank you. I do put a lot of work into this. I do also have a regular day job that I work full time. You know, so I do this in my spare time, and I don't run ads. I don't take sponsors. I'm not trying to make any money off this. This is just purely out of my desire to do this. It's in my blood. But you know, right now, I mean,
maybe you should, so that we can get you doing this full time. Not to interrupt, but maybe you should. We want to get you working full time. But anyways, keep going.
Right now, most people find my work on YouTube. They just search my name, Spiro, S-P-I-R-O, and it pops up. But like I said, I've already had two videos removed here very recently, one of them just yesterday. And I don't know how long that channel is going to be around. This is already my second channel on YouTube. They already removed an entire channel previously. So I've been trying to direct people over to BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, which is an alternative to YouTube, which does not censor. So, you know, obviously it's not as big as YouTube. YouTube's like the biggest video platform on the planet. But of course, it's owned and run by this system, which is censoring everybody. And so I would say BitChute. You can always follow me on Twitter. I don't know how long that'll be around as well. And I do contribute at activistpost.com. All my reports are going to be published over at activistpost.com.
Yeah, and Activist Post is really great. I republish a lot of their stuff as well. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing and for everything that you continue to do. And maybe you should seriously think about coming up with a way to ease out of your full-time job into this. But I know it's so risky. I know. I know what it takes, and it's hard.
Well,
go ahead.
Thank you, Sarah, for all the work that you do and for having me on again for a second time on your show. I do appreciate it. I'd be more than happy to come on your show anytime. You just say the word. I did for a while. I took a break for almost 2 years from my full-time position and worked for an independent news organization called NewsBud. It was a startup, built it from the ground up. I learned a lot. It was a great experience. And I decided it was a choice that I made. Had an opportunity to make my way back into my my other profession. And I don't know. I'm trying to strike a pretty good balance right now with that. But you never know what's going to happen in the future. But I wasn't sure if you wanted to get into the big breaking news of the day today.
Yeah, let's get into the big breaking news of the day today. What is it?
Well, Donald Trump just gave an interview with Fox Business, and they covered a wide range of topics. It's almost an hour long, but I just published a report on my channels about how in this interview, Donald Trump stated that they should have a plan, a vaccine ready to go, they hope, by the end of the year. And that once this vaccine is ready, that he's going to mobilize the military to disseminate and to deliver these vaccines across the country. As he stated that he believes most of the country needs, you know, the vaccine. But at the same time, he also stated that some people, you know, maybe young, healthy people don't necessarily need it. To me, you know, taking into consideration what we've already seen take place with the contact tracing and the National Guard being, you know, now going to be coming to people's homes, kind of familiarizing us with seeing military uniforms on the streets. Now we have the president saying that the military will be delivering these vaccines. We don't know who's going to be administering them at this point. I don't know if it's going to be the military or not, but this is a major, major development that I think I'm going to be keeping an eye on for sure. And I think a lot of people need to pay attention to.
Well, and I think that to me is that whole Nazi Germany thing. It scares the hell out of me because it reminds me, and I just did a show right before this one on China and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and how they get the entire media behind. They persecuted the Falun Gong. They had millions in re-education camps, live organ harvesting. They're doing the same thing to their Muslim community over there. And the way that they're putting it out is they talk about it like it's better for the community. It's better for you. It's, you know, it's better for them because we're re-educating them and we're going to make them. But at the end of the day, they're being they're being tortured and it's a horrible situation, you know, from organ. And then I see this stuff and I'm like, this is the same. I don't know what to think about this stuff. And that's where I get, you know, I was kind of leaning before where this is the pattern that we see in other places where you start rounding people up and you start forcing people to do things. If they pull people out of homes, and this is a precursor to that kind of situation. And it's very, very, very serious. And we can't let this happen in our country. We can't.
I I agree with you completely, 100%. People need to have talks with themselves, you know, internally and with their families and their friends, and be like, hey, where's our line in the sand? Because the more that this crisis unfolds, the more our backs are getting pushed against the wall. And we have seen, basically, like you said, they are setting up they're setting the stage basically for a very, very slippery slope. Now, I'm not saying that the military are bad people or anything like that, but at the same time, you know, they have a history of experimenting not only on their own troops, but on the public unsuspectingly. And this is an experimental vaccine that is being funded by not only Bill Gates, but also the Department of Defense and DARPA, which is the, you know, special research division of the Pentagon. You know, and we've seen President Trump, who a lot of people had high hopes for. And again, I'm not partisan. I'm not pro or left or right or any of that stuff. I'm just, you know, pro liberty and basic human rights and constitution. But a lot of people had high hopes for Trump when he came into office because he was talking tough on vaccines. He had a history of talking tough on vaccines. Well, now we see Trump through this crisis, you know, not only he helped to fast track like through his Operation Warp Speed to develop hundreds of millions of these vaccines that are being fast tracked right now. And now the military is going to be delivering them. So, yes, this is like unbelievable to, you know, think that soon here by the end of the year, right around elections, right around the time they say we should be expecting phase two, which is going to be much worse, they say. And, you know, that's when the military is going to be driving by with trucks, you know, full of vaccines. And they use language, not the military, but some of these, there was an NPR host who did an interview with the director of the CDC the other day. I just did a report on it. And he was using language. He was saying that he had spoken with health officials, and they were talking about having a disease SWAT team, basically. I mean, this is the kind of language that they're using. And that's very concerning to me, to hear this kind of language and to see what is rolling out and taking place.
Well, you know, I did a report. I was on Dave Janda's show, and I did a report on vaccines because he, you know, that was what I go on his show every 6 weeks, and I do some kind of report, and I dig into it. And in Africa, Bill Gates's foundation, and they were connected with the WHO and other big organizations. They did a vaccine on people in Africa. It was, I can't remember what city or state it was now, but it was a city. It was a pretty small city. And, you know, they always do this. They test out in Africa. And what they do is they only grabbed, it was Kenya, I believe, they only grabbed the women who were childbearing age, teenagers and women who did this. And they gave them six dosages, and they usually get four. So the Catholic church, the Catholic group of priests came in there, and they got the vaccine, and they sent it to six independent labs, and they found that they were putting sterilization into these vaccines. So they were mass sterilizing this area of Africa, and they made these people take it. And that's an example of, and then they lied about it, and they got out, and they made it. People don't know they get this thing from the vaccine. They suddenly just can't have children. They don't know it came from the vaccine, you know, and then they deny everything. But that goes without saying, because it was six independent labs. It's all, and like I was saying on his show, 10 years ago, I would have thought that someone like me was a nut job of what I was saying, am saying today. But if you go and you actually look at the court documents, and you actually look at the facts, and you don't just listen to their bullshit, you listen, you read what these things are saying, and you realize that, oh my God, this is really going on, and that we can't be so naive. Like I said, I am a pro-vax vaccine person if it does what they say. You didn't add some kind of, and I'm not going to have any children anymore anyways, but you don't add something that makes me sterile. It's safe. It does everything that you say it's going to do. Then I'm pro-vaccine. But that just happened within the last 5 years. If you're doing that there, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to my children? I don't even care about me. I care about this next generation of kids. What are you going to do with them? And why should we trust you after you've done stuff like that and then lied about it? That's what gets me going.
Yes, absolutely. And you've been doing a great job spreading that word because a lot of people don't know about this. A lot of people don't know about these cases that are have been documented. That's like, hey, you know, there's a reason why people question this stuff. And you know, these vaccine lobbyists and these movements and these world organizations and governments, they're very keen on silencing anti-vaxxers, who they consider to be anti-vaxxers, and how to now they call them vaccine hesitant. But they, you know, like they have gatherings, conferences all the time, and this is what they're talking about. You know, they want to make it illegal to speak out against vaccines. They want to get the vaccines out to as many people as possible. They don't really sit around and talk about how safe they are or what kind of diseases they're going to try to go after. They're talking about the vaccines and how to get them into as many people as possible. So this is a huge agenda that Bill Gates is a major player in. And you know, as he funds like Gavi, he helped set up Gavi with $750 million, which is the Global Vaccine Alliance, you know, which partners with the United Nations. I mean, this is you know, and we see Bill Gates. Everyone's seen him, I think, by now, saying that the world cannot go back to normal until we have a vaccine and everybody's been vaccinated. I mean, this is some scary, scary stuff. And that, you know, like you said, goes back to Nazi Germany, you know, forced medical experiments on people. It's scary.
Well, I'm an adult. I'm responsible for myself. And I'm also a critical thinker and I'm not naive. So, okay, well, I want to know exactly what's in that. I want to know exactly how it's going to perform. And you're not going to give it to anyone I care about until you can prove to me that it's safe and it does what it says it's going to do. Until that time, just go away. I mean, that's how I feel. And I don't know how anybody who's a responsible individual who wouldn't have that same, how can you possibly not have that same, you're responsible for other people. You know, if you got yourself, but if you're responsible for children, how can you not have that expectation put on them? They need to prove to you that it's safe before they're going to make you take it. I'm sorry, that's just, it seems like basic common sense, but I guess common sense doesn't, isn't, is like on short supply right now, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, this whole medical system, you know, I mean, the whole system in general, you have the media telling you, beating you over the head that you need the vaccines. You have health officials telling you, beating you over the head that you need to have them. You know, you have government officials telling you this. And then when people, they, like I said, we've been indoctrinated over generations to trust the guy in the white lab coat with the stethoscope. You know, so people, they show up, they don't even question what's in these pills that I'm taking. Oh, I don't know. Who cares? The doctor told me to take them. You know, I mean, that's just one example that people just have a blind faith in this system, which doesn't have their best interests in mind, in my view.
Yeah, well, and some do, but they don't all. And it's very clear, and people just can't be naive to it. There's too many examples all through history where it did not work out very well. And so we just can't be sitting ducks and let them do whatever. Okay, Spiro, again, tell us where they can find your stuff. And I could talk to you all day because you have such a wealth of information. So
I know.
tell us where you
Well,
can get. Go ahead.
I always enjoy coming on your show, Sarah. Definitely, and I definitely appreciate you having me on. If you go to, you know, my Twitter account is it's Spiro backwards. It's at O underscore Rips, and right there I have my links to my BitChute channel and my YouTube channel. Or if you just go to YouTube, search Spiro, and it'll pop right up. And of course, always you can find my work at activistpost.com.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining the program today.
Anytime, Sarah. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.